everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Sal and Bob Show. Here we are. It's late February. I am comedian Sal D'Amelio, and across
yes,
from
you
me
are.
Is my partner in crime here, Mr. Bob Phillips. Bob, how are you doing tonight?
Buddy, I couldn't be better. We're downtown Detroit at the Caucus Club. I mean, and I'm, this is the second, on location date we've had since the, since the end of the second lockdown.
Yeah, well, this has been a staple down in Detroit for many years. It's kind of changed hands, and it was closed for a while, and all that, as steakhouses usually do.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's part of the London Chop House, if you've ever been there. And it's a great location down in downtown Detroit. And we came over here. They open up at 4 o'clock, and they close at 10 because of the curfew. But
yeah,
we got over here at 10 after 4, and the place isn't really that busy. Anyway, it's good to share a glass of wine with you. We're gonna order some steaks here in a little bit, but before we do that, we're gonna talk about what's going on in the world, going on with your life, what's going on with my life. You are headlining the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase next week.
That I am looking
March,
forward to that.
I think that's the 4th through the 6th, or whatever that is.
It's the 5th and 6th now.
Fifth and sixth.
There are shows at 7:30 on Friday, 6 o'clock Saturday, and 8:30 on Saturday.
Okay. Well, if you're anywhere near the Ann Arbor area, check out AnnArborComedyShowcase.com.
I'm sorry, 6:30 on Saturday.
6:30 and 8:30. Because of the curfew, they'll end that show at around 5 to 10.
Yeah, then, that weird curfew thing. And by the way, our producer, our funny friend Nate Armbruster, is fiddling. It's featuring and middling, and I came up with fiddling.
Yeah, he will. Very, very funny comic. So that's a great show.
Yeah.
I don't know who's emceeing for you guys.
I don't know.
But it's going to be a great show. And we actually have a
Nathan's
special
a funny guy.
Special Sal and Bob next weekend as we
yes.
will be live at
yeah.
the Ann Arbor Comedy
All
Showcase.
All three of us will be there on location before the shows begin to do a special Sal and Bob at a comedy club, at one of our favorites, at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, Roger and Claudia.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
that's
I can't
great.
Wait, man.
That's great.
I'm going to be recording, hopefully, a new CD there.
Good. Well, come on out to the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. Ticket sales have been really good out there, obviously because of their capacity situation. Everybody's selling out right now, but that's a good sign. People wanting to go out, and they want to go see comedy. They want to go to a movie. They want to go to the opera, wherever. People want to go.
Isn't it funny, buddy, when you think about it? The country is so divided. We hate each other. No, I don't mean literally, but we're all angry with each other. Everybody's at each other's throats, and yet we got to be together. We got to go to comedy clubs. We got to go to movies. Yeah, isn't that a strange kind of dynamic?
Well, I know we were talking about this off air, and I don't know if we mean to talk about it now, but the CPAC thing's going on.
Yeah,
and I know we're one of the things that I heard one of the journalists say. Was that people are happy to be down there. Orlando is open, so they're down there having a good time.
Yeah.
They're all Republicans, obviously, but they're having a good time, and they're hopefully they're staying safe and not being a super spreader down there. But
yeah, have you seen the pictures from it?
But
not
anyway,
all of them.
to your point, is there even though they're all Republicans, they're happy to be out and free
it's a huge event.
It's a huge event, and they're and they're taking advantage of it
absolutely.
With each other.
Absolutely. So. I don't want to say the lockdown because we haven't been on lockdown for a while. It's been eased for a long time, but the whole social distancing and the whole limitation of how many people can go into a theater and a show and a comedy club. It's really it really points up to me this sort of disconnect we have as a country. It's like we're undergoing a hillbilly divorce, right? we shouldn't be together, but we just can't stop being together, and trouble starts when we're together. But it's the way we are. We're fractious. We're kind of weird right now, but we're gonna be okay.
We're gonna be all right. Hopefully, we're okay. And that's what's going on, and we're just excited for the future. As people are listening to this, it's literally March now. You know, yeah. we're mm-hmm. at 1 year almost to the day.
Wow.
Of when this whole thing started. 1 year.
Yeah.
You know, a whole year, just circular, just take, I mean, we're only going to live 70 to 90 of those years.
Yeah,
and
right.
We just spent mm-hmm. a whole year trying to get over this.
Can I tell you something too? I'm the kind of person, and you are too. This is why we get along so well. And our producer, Nate, is the same way. We're just happy guys, you know? Not a lot gets us down. We don't sit in the mud. We don't sit in a wet diaper. We all have sort of, for lack of a better phrase, sunny outlooks, right? But that's been tested this year. I'm going to tell you, it's really, yeah. it really tested me. There were some moments where I was like, are you kidding me? Yeah. Enough already. I can't see anybody. I'm still taking delivery, you know, from Trader Joe's because I can't go in there.
Yeah.
You know, that was early on. But yeah, I'm done, man. I'm done with it. I'm kind of at the end of this.
I am too, man. I think a lot of people are. And I think when the spring comes around and more people are vaccinated, and I know we're beating a dead horse here. Things are really, really looking really good for the summer.
Yes, they are.
I think the summer is going to be just going to be off the charts. People eating outside.
It's going to be
dining
crazy.
Dining outside. And even partying inside in some instances.
Yeah. I believe it. Yeah, and you predicted, if you don't mind me interrupting,
yeah.
I want to bring this up again because you predicted weeks ago that, no, it was months ago. It's going to be the roaring 20s. It's going to be another roaring 20s. And I absolutely believe that.
Well, it only makes sense. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think the world's going to open up? The virus is going to be gone and everybody's going to go, I don't want to leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to go out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to happen. It's
right.
just naturally. But I got to tell you, more people out, more people driving around. I got a ticket. I got a speeding
yeah.
ticket.
Tell me the story about this. You
this,
you so, alluded to it in the pregame.
It really kind of pisses me off because it's a situation. So I get pulled over. And again, people listening in Ireland don't give a shit about where I was. But I was on Novi Road, and which is a major road here mm-hmm. in Metro Detroit. It's not
very
not a side street, mm-hmm. but it's not a... Mm-hmm. And I'm going 45 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
all
the
of
limit.
A sudden, I'm you know, I'm listening to REO Speedwagon or something. I'm having a good time by
Wait
myself.
And what were you
I always
was
say
it,
REO
I can't
Speedwagon.
Fight this feeling?
I always say REO, but I'm listening to radio and I'm having a good time.
Riding the
know?
Storm out? Last song, yeah. people! I'm sorry, go ahead.
And all of a sudden... You know how sometimes you might see a cop like maybe a half a mile before you get pulled over
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
thing, and
mm-hmm.
then he's following you, and
yeah.
then all of a sudden he pulls you over, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this was one where he just came out of nowhere. Like, I didn't see him, and all of a sudden he's behind me, and all of a sudden I see the lights, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, out of nowhere,
yeah.
I'm getting pulled
this
over.
This guy really wants me.
Fortunately for me, there was like a, you know, a Starbucks parking lot or whatever, and I just
yeah.
pulled in, so it was really easy. It's not like I had to go around a double roundabout before the guy pulled me over, you know what I mean? So I pull over, and he goes, do you know why I pulled you over? And I said, no, officer, I don't. He goes, well, you were going 45 in a 45. That's what he says. I
no,
swear to God, that was the
wait.
First thing out of his mouth. But then after that, he said, but there was a sign back there. I'm not kidding you. I swear to God, that's what he said to me. He goes, there's a sign back there. That during school hours between 3:45 and 4:30, it's 30 miles an hour.
Okay, so for that 45 minutes that no one's looking at, it drops 15 miles an
hour. I was in that time. I was in the time zone, and I was in the school zone during that time.
Oh, you scofflaw. You
and,
criminal.
Of course, the first thing out of my mouth is, what do you think the first thing out of my mouth was? Well, school's virtual, Mr. Officer.
Oh, good
and then,
for
and then,
you.
And then he goes, no, they're not. That
oh.
one's back in.
Uh-oh. So he lobbed it back into your court.
Yeah. So they're back in. You know, I didn't have the virtual excuse. That would have been beautiful.
Ah, yeah.
Which he said they're in, but maybe I should look that up, you know, that particular
elementary
school. So anyway, I'm like, oh, man. I said, officer, I didn't see that sign. I mean, I'm not going
Nobody
fast.
Sees that
like...
sign, Sal.
So he goes, I understand. Registration, blah, blah, blah. Goes back to his car. I'm like, all right, what are the odds this guy's going to let me go, number one, with no ticket at all? Very unlikely.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Number two, is he going to get me for every single thing I did? That school zone, 15 over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nah, he's probably going to give me a break on that. Yeah. So let's see what he comes back with. And I was right. He came back with a 5 over instead of 15 over.
Okay.
He said I wasn't in a school zone, which I don't understand how he does that, because he's got to put the address of where he pulled me over. But he put on there because he says the school zone infraction will double your your fee. So he goes, I left that off so you don't get doubled on that. Anyway, for those of you driving out there, if you're in a school zone, take a look at the signs, because you might have a 45-mile-an-hour speed zone, but then it's literally 45 minutes. I mean, if it's 346 or 446.
And nobody's thinking about it. Anyway. Meanwhile, there are like 6 homes getting robbed in the subdivision near that little honey trap. What do they call it? Honey trap? Honey pot? What is that? What do they call that when they've got the honey
hole? Speed trap, right?
Speed trap, honey hole, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so anyway, that's my day. So now, because I got to spend so much money on my ticket, I'm going to get a New York strip for $46 at the caucus.
You know what? I'm going to go with the strip, too. And you know what? But you know what? That's a good juncture to say we need to talk about pet peeves.
Yeah, we do. And that's a pet peeve of mine, getting pulled over where there's a particular, you know, when there's a full moon and it's the eclipse year and it's the if you're going 50 on this road, you're busted.
Yeah, you're gonna dig it.
I mean, come on, man.
You know, you remember coming back from Connections in Lansing years and years ago. There was that weird segment of freeway where it dropped down from 70 to 55 for no reason at all.
Yeah, yeah.
None. And I got popped 2 nights in a row on that. And I got tickets both nights.
Jeez.
Both nights. And I said, I missed it. You know, they didn't give me any break. Well, yeah, that's one of my pet peeves when cops are just, you know, they say they're giving you a break, but you know what? No, they didn't. They just pulled money out of your wallet.
I know. Yeah. And he sits on that road and gets 20 people during those 45 minutes.
You know what? One of my other pet peeves, and I was just thinking about this the other day, and this is on my car. I don't know why I bought this car. I don't know why I didn't notice this, okay? This is a Cadillac. This is a CTS, Cadillac CTS.
Yeah.
And I bought this a few years ago, and I don't test drive cars. I don't think about it that much. I'm like,
yeah,
all right, that looks good. It's got the colors. It's got the stuff. Okay, wrap it up. Let's go. So I figured this out like the second day I drove it. It's an option, and it was mandated at some point by the federal government for fuel economy. And what it is, it's a function where if you pull up to a light, your engine stops. Do you have this on your car?
Do you have a hybrid or something?
No, it's not a hybrid.
Just gas only?
No, it's just gas, but the engine stops. It just stops.
I don't have that. No.
And the first time this happened, I'm like, what the hell's going on here? What? And then I just hit the, you know, the gas, and boom, it was on. And then I'm like, I guess I should have read about the
gas
car that
saver
I bought
or something like that.
Yeah, it's a for fuel economy, yeah, right? So every light, your engine shuts off. Every stop sign, if you linger for a while, it shuts off. I'm like, wait a minute. So I figured out a way you can every time I get in my car, I have to turn this option off. There's a button, and if I don't remember to do it, the first thing I'm in a rush, I got a lot on my mind. The engine's shutting off at the first light, and it's just jarring. You know, it's like if the salesman had said to me, "Hey, look, we got this option."
Yeah.
And here's what it is: you're gonna save, 13 cents per tank because the engine's going to shut off every time. I'm like, wait a minute. You mean I can have that sensation of running out of gas or my engine blowing up 87 times a day? Oh, yeah. Sign me up for that. I never would have bought that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you don't have that, right?
No, I've never. I knew there was something with that, with like fuel efficient cars, like with the hybrids and all that.
It's stupid.
So your car will shut off, and then what is like Al Gore's voice tell you to turn it on or something?
Yeah, yeah. When you hit the gas pedal, Bob, Al says, "Yeah, go ahead."
So I guess if millions of people have their cars shut off at a corner stop. We're going to save the planet, apparently.
Apparently. That's, you know, somebody has done those numbers. They've crunched those numbers somewhere.
Meanwhile, I'm putting one sock in my dryer for 2 hours, you know?
I guess I got a lot of pet peeves. Do you want to hit me with one of yours?
Well, I got many, many pet peeves. I guess, I don't know, I'm just annoyed at just everything. I got so many pet peeves, to be honest with you, but I really do.
The older we get, the crabbier we get.
Seriously, I mean, I can't think off the top of my head. I mean, I drive a lot, so I think.
Yeah, you do.
Traffic bothers me, you know?
Yeah.
Just people driving slow on the right-hand lane, like, or fast on the left-hand lane when you know that's the speed lane, but you're going 60 miles an hour, you know, and then you pull up to the person and it's like a grandmother and you're like, all right, you feel bad beeping your horn, but it's like,
do you beep it on a grandmother, Seth?
I got to look at her and go, you know,
how's she going
to
learn?
You're in the Autobahn lane, lady. You gotta go over to the Amish lane to the far right, you know?
That's
a pet peeve of mine, just everything traffic. And I hate the left-hand turn lane, you know, the left-hand turn lane where you're waiting for the light to turn green.
Yeah.
And if you're like three cars back, your whole existence of making that light is on that first person.
Right.
If they're on the phone.
Right.
Or if they're talking to
somebody. They better
be
on point.
If they take 10 seconds to go through that light, you're three cars back. You're waiting a whole other light.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
some idiot was, you know, on Facebook.
Yeah.
it just sucks.
And people
I
are
wish
on
our
Facebook.
Phones would just, seriously, because I'm guilty of it too, but I wish when your car was running, your phone just doesn't work. That would be a good.
You know what? That
it just doesn't work.
Every
man.
So often, now, my friend Sharon Vance Bronson. She was my secretary for years and years, but my
Cor's
friend,
wife,
first,
Cor?
Yeah, Cor's
yeah,
wife,
yeah, yeah,
and she is the most wonderful person in the world. That she's just always been this way. I've known her. I've known Sharon now for 45 years. Okay. She has a thing, and I've never seen this anywhere else. Sometimes I'll text her, and a message comes back. It says, hey, I'm driving. I'll get back to you when I reach my destination.
Like an
automatic. Do you do that?
No, I never do that, but I see people that do that.
I should do that because I get caught up, and I feel like I should answer, and we shouldn't. We should just drive.
Yeah, I mean, just it can wait, right?
It can wait.
I don't know. So that's probably one for mine. I mean, I probably got others, but I don't
know. I got a lot of them.
I got a lot of them, too.
I think
the older you get, you got more pet peeves, right?
And you know what? One that sort of we haven't had, obviously, a lot of get-togethers in the last year. But I keep getting, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I keep getting emails from a real estate agent that I used to sell my house several years ago. And this was a husband and wife realtor team. Okay. Now, can I just say this? To me, there's nothing creepier than a husband and wife realtor team. Separately, they're wonderful people.
Yeah.
But you know what? When they show up at like a party or like a neighborhood gathering or something, you're like, everybody just gets tense because they're working the room, right? Everybody else is just having a beer and a dog and having fun. They're working the place. They're handing out business cards. And it's like, and I feel like.
Yeah, they hear one person in the back say that their grandmother isn't doing good, so they go over there.
Where's
the grandmother's house at? I can get her.
We can sell that for you. And you know what they remind me of? And this is the feeling because I was thinking
you're
about them.
You're moving to Texas? I got, you know.
Yeah, literally any point of conversation, they're handing out their business card.
Yeah.
You know, hey, talk to my husband, right? And so I was thinking back to all of the gatherings that I've been at, you know, neighborhood stuff, parties, whatever. And, you know, the husband and wife realtor team. And it just bothers me because they're not there just to have a good time. They're literally working the room, making everyone else uncomfortable. And you know what it reminded me of? This is what came to mind. I'm thinking about how I'm standing there and I'm looking at the guy. Okay, there's Dale and Debbie. I'm just giving you names.
Yeah.
These are not real names. There's Dale and Debbie, the husband and wife realtor team. Dale is over in the corner. He's jacking on someone else, ruining their night. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm safe for a while, right? But they do this thing where they triangulate you. It's like the Velociraptors in Jurassic Park. Remember that part? Yeah. The guy, the Australian guy, he's hunting, and he sees the male, like, out of the corner of his eye, and he's like, okay, I'm safe. But then he realizes the female is in his blind spot. And that's what I thought at this point. I'm like, oh, clever girl, right? And then she's on me. She's handing me the... Hey, have you been thinking about moving? And I'm like, you know, not until this very moment. Right? I hadn't until now. And now I really want to get
Not moving. I got new appliances. I'm not moving. I just bought new appliances.
No, I was thinking, I got to get out of here. Because if this is what I'm going to deal with all the time,
yeah,
I need to leave. So, yeah, that's a pet peeve of mine.
Anything, even an insurance couple.
That's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
I met a couple at one night when I was at One Night Stands. I mean, nice couple, but it was funny. They handed me their promotional thing. They own a blinds company together, you know?
Well,
I mean, so that's great. That's great that they're promoting it, because they handed me their card. And if they figure I went home that night to drink a beer, oh, my blinds are oh, I just met, you know, Sue and Jeff, you know, whatever. So
yeah,
it's good for them to do it. But I was like, sure. God, do I look like a guy that needs blinds? Like, like I just made you laugh for an hour.
You know? You know what? The whole husband wife whatever they're doing kind of wigs me out, because I've been married twice, and I just can't imagine working with either of my wives. I love them both, but I just, you know, it just doesn't seem like it would have worked out.
I had a job with my ex-wife though. I mean, we ran the comedy.
You did.
We did fundraiser shows together where I was maybe out doing a gig and she was running the room kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think that's a little bit different, you know, just because we're not working together, so to speak. Or we didn't. More than likely we were separated.
Well, you weren't. When we were working. No, nobody ever said that it was hard to work with you, because you guys, you were the two most easy to get along with people. You and Sean.
Yeah, we're only doing, you know, 2 hours a week for a show.
Yeah.
It's not like we're doing 40 hours a week. And
who was the comedian? Was it Bill Maher? And this kind of brings me back to a bit I heard, and I can't remember if it was Bill Maher. I mean, they couldn't be, you know, further apart comedically. Bill Maher and Jerry Seinfeld, one of the two of them, said, why do real estate agents have headshots? Right? I mean,
yeah. I heard that before.
It's real estate agents and comedians. That's it, right? Where
it's
else
true.
Do you see it?
I mean, it's true. What other? I mean, insurance agents, do they have headshots on their cards?
Or not as often, but I think they do too. Yeah,
if you're a salesman for IBM, you're not putting a.
You don't have a picture
on
that.
No,
card. It's weird. Why did it settle on real estate? I mean, comedians, I get, but
yeah. That's
so anyway,
interesting.
just a couple of things that rub me the wrong way.
You know, you mentioned Bill Maher, and just like talking in the news, you know, he's getting a lot of airplay on the conservative side of the airwaves of the Fox Newses and because he called out the woke he called out the cancel culture and for a Democrat, a heavily person,
for a liberal
Democrat,
guy,
liberal
yeah.
guy to do that, and that was kind of good. What do you think about all that, like Mr. Potato Head and now I heard Dr. Seuss today on the radio.
It's just getting stupid. And you know, Bill Maher is one of my favorite. I'm not going to say he's one of my favorite comedians. He's one of my favorite commentators. Okay.
Yeah, he's a very funny guy.
I really
but, like his stuff.
But over the years, and people don't get this about him, he has taken the conservative side as not as much as the liberal side, but in this case, in which you brought up, he's saying, "Come on, liberals, calm the hell down. We can't cancel everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting stupid." It really is.
Well, here's my question. I may be stupid in this, but who is it? Who is so? This Dr. Seuss thing came out when they say cancel culture, or they say who is it? Who started this?
Well, it's
like
whoever.
Who's the? There's got to be a person. Is it a?
Yeah.
Is it a group? Is it a?
Sometimes it can be a group.
Because here's my idea. You want to hear my idea?
Yeah.
Okay. So when we find an idiot that says, you know, the first person that puts it out there, Mr. Potato Head should be canceled. You know,
yeah.
As soon as that tweet goes out, yeah. or a blog or a op-ed, is that what they call them? An op-ed?
Yeah,
a op-ed, story.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, as soon as an idiot does that, we, as a whole country, we go, you're done. We're canceling you. And here's what we should do. Remember the dunk tanks? Do they still have dunk tanks? You know what I'm talking about? Where you throw a freaking ball at a thing and then you fall into the water?
The carnival.
Okay, when you start a stupid, like the person that started the Mr. Potato Head,
yeah.
You go on live television in a dunk tank.
Oh,
They put it on ABC or some shit.
So it's the reverse of what I thought you were going to say.
No, I'm saying...
Whoever started the cancellation of whatever thing, they go in the dunk.
Yeah, you go on a dunk tank.
Yeah.
And we all get to see you. And I don't know, you get people from the other side to throw the ball until that son of a bitch goes in. That's for calling out Dr. Seuss. That's for calling out Mr. Potato.
Yeah. What were you doing calling out Dr. Seuss?
Right? I mean, we got to make this a national thing where we show the people that are doing this.
Yeah.
Because they're hiding behind keyboards, right?
Yeah, they're hiding behind keyboards.
So we got to bring them out in the front and say, why do you want to cancel?
I like that idea.
If you don't come up with a good answer, we dunk tank you.
You're going in the dunk tank. That's it. Cancellation dunking. No, I think it's a great idea. You're going to have to take responsibility for calling someone out and trying to cancel their career. You're going to have to pay a price. Yeah. And, you know, we're in the middle of that now where liberals, you know, in the last year and a half of Trump's presidency, all this, you know, they got a lot of sway because liberals and even conservative Republicans were pissed at him. So all this stuff has been given a lot of time, a lot of airtime. That pendulum is going to start swinging the other way because it's getting stupid now.
Yeah.
It's just getting stupid.
Yeah, people are going to get... Yeah.
I think back to some of the jokes I told years ago that I had to apologize for. And I apologized for them then. I just kind of realized that was a dick move.
Absolutely. We've all probably put something out there.
But if somebody wanted to tell me, hey, man, in 2008, you made a joke about Obama. I'd be like, yeah, I probably made 100 of them about Obama. Which one? It's getting dumb. I'm gonna play Saladamas here. I'm gonna play Saladamas. I think a year from now, that's even in 6 months, that's gonna be tamped down because people are gonna be tired of it.
Correct. You're absolutely right.
Just tired of it.
The people will speak about that.
Yeah, people will not
and
be
millions.
Yeah, they're not gonna be going as crazy as they used to be. They're gonna be like,
yeah,
all right.
I agree.
And then we'll be at a point where acceptance will be the thing. Right?
Yeah, I agree, man. I'm right with you. Another thing I'm sick of, besides that, is talking about variants of this COVID.
Oh, God.
I mean, can we just stop it?
COVID-19
so
and the
variants.
That was an 80s band from Germany.
But it's like getting to the point where, all right, it's COVID. It's a virus.
Yeah.
It can kill you. Okay. If one of the spikes is lower than the other spike, then they got to change the variant name for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Why did they,
Because it's something new to talk about. It doesn't change. You know what? And I've read up a lot about this because you and I were talking about it before the show. That bothers me. That's another one of the pet peeves I have. CNN is great for this, you know? I mean, if you watch...
I'm Wolf Blitzer.
And I want to talk to you about mesothelioma. I tell you what. If you didn't have mesothelioma or severe plaque arthritis... before watching CNN, you're going to have it because this is all they talk about on the commercials.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. Well, the commercials are the same for either station you watch.
I don't know why. There's only
four or five sponsors of these stations. It's
there's
mesothelioma.
Right. That's it.
You know, 1-800 cars for kids. Yeah. You know, MyPillow, but he's done
well,
now.
That's only on Fox. Nobody's running those but Fox.
But
it's getting stupid, and I think that the pendulum's going to swing the other way. I'm with you on this whole virus thing because they're only talking about the variants because such good news is coming down the pike from the vaccines, and then the infection rate is so much lower, and the death rate, everything is looking good for the country. So they got to keep you tuning in. They're like, no, we got to talk about the variant. Well. We talked about it before the show. The variants, they're not any different.
How do
they know? They're not any more lethal.
Oh, you got the variant from Sicily because you're going to start saying, go f*** yourself to everybody on the street because you got the
Italian. Go f*** out of yourself.
Oh, you got the Polish variant. You're not going to know how to screw in a light bulb for the rest of your
life. I mean, uh-oh, you're going to be canceled for that, Sal. What was the one we were talking about? If you got the UK variant. It has really bad teeth. What is it? We're canceled. We're canceled right now.
British variant.
All of our UK people
are
going to be.
The British variant.
The British variant.
It's like, how do they know which variant you got or which? I don't know. I guess the right doctors know, but. Let's just say it's COVID. It's just we don't say, hey, I had the flu last year, Bob. I had the Mexican flu. I drank Corona all night and wanted tacos for 2 days. I mean, you don't say that you had that type of flu.
No.
You say you had the flu.
Yeah, the flu. Yeah.
I had the flu.
Well,
I felt like
that's a very good point, and it's because the news media keeps wanting to find something fresh to keep people glued to their screen. There's nothing fresh about this. It's just another, whatever. There's a variant, whatever. Okay, get your vaccine. Everybody's going
to
be fine.
Yeah. Well, now they're actually saying that you might have to have this vaccine like every year because of these variants.
I get the flu shot.
The flu shot. Buddy, called the COVID shot.
I don't know. Did we talk about this on the last show? I got the flu one time in my life, and I was a young man. I think I was 20 or 21, and it kicked my ass for two solid weeks. Beat me up. I kept thinking I'm getting better. I wasn't getting better, and I kept going back to the doctor, and they're like, "No, you just got the flu." So I don't ever want that again. So I always get the flu shot. I'm going to get the COVID shot too, and I hope everybody else does. Right?
Well, they're going to be giving them away at like crazy. Like right now, it's tough to get, but I'm telling you, in 2 months, you're going to be at Buffalo Wild Wing. The guy's going to go, "Hey, you want a vaccine shot with your Corona? Literally with your Corona, your Corona beer."
You're so right. That's exactly what's going to be. Everybody's like, "No, man, look, I've been vaccinated. That is so 2020."
Yeah.
Look, just bring me my wings.
Yeah, you're gonna be at the strip club. And the waiter's gonna come up to you. He's gonna go, "Hey, man, there's a guy in stall 7 in the bathroom. He's doing vaccine shots for $10. Go in there.
Instead of selling you roses, they're gonna be selling you the jab." Well, this has been an enlightening show so far.
It's been good. We're having a great little late lunch, early dinner here at the Caucus Club. I don't know if some of our listeners, please look this place up, caucusclubdetroit.com. Caucus Club was founded by Lester and Sam Gruber in 1952 as a sister restaurant to the London Chop House, which in its heyday was regarded as one of the best restaurants in the United States. Both of them are. The Caucus Club is famous in its own right. In the spring of 1961, a then unknown Barbara Streisand launched her singing career here in the bar. The tradition of the rain check allowed guests to purchase drinks in advance, and a token was registered in the rain check code for the future recipient. It is also famous for introducing a cocktail called the Bullshot.
The
Bullshot version on the Bloody Mary that made its way to bars around the world. It's located in the heart of Detroit's financial district. The Caucus Club became the destination for the city's prominent decision makers, politicians, barons of industry, and celebrities, both local and national. The Caucus Club became the spot for the power lunch where business was conducted and deals were made. Those are the type of places we like to go to on the
Power
Sal and Bob
lunch.
Show.
Yes.
That's why I love going to steakhouses because gets done.
Yeah, oh, it all gets done. Yeah.
You never
deals
heard of a
done.
Deal going down at the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You know, nobody said I signed something at Taco Bell or I signed something at.
You're right.
It's always at a nice steakhouse.
You're right.
That's what I love about us visiting steakhouses. So get yourself over to Caucus Club. This place is awesome, man.
Yeah, and it really is, and a great atmosphere. Good call on your part, by the way. That was Sally D's. And by the way, we're so social, aren't we? Look how social we are, right? We're all over the interwebs.
We're
a proud member of the Perfecta Podcast Network. You got a great Twitter account, Sally DOA. Check out my partner. I'm at Bob the Suit at saldemilio.com. You're going to see all his upcoming dates. Very funny site. My site is bobphillipscomedy.com. I'm going to be playing Ann Arbor, Michigan next week. We're all over the place. Look at, we're just social beings.
Weather's getting better here in the Midwest. Just good times, man. Just good times. We're rolling along here. Things are looking up, man. You know, it's pretty downer right now for comics.
Yeah.
But I think things are looking up.
They are. And I fully believe, as we talked about earlier, that things are going to be incredibly different come April. Incredibly different.
And the fall is going to be off the charts.
Yep.
We're going to get, we're drinking Federalist tonight, just to let everybody know what kind of wine drinking.
That's a great wine.
What are they charging? I'm going to get the New York Strip for $46 here. What are you getting?
I'm doing the same.
New York Strip?
Yeah. Are you getting yours well done?
I'm going to get mine probably medium well plus.
Medium well plus. Okay. So
and,
not well
get some
done.
Mushrooms.
Okay.
I'm going to go mushrooms. We haven't had I know we went to Morton's a couple weeks ago, but it's just been a rare thing for us to go out. And so I'm looking forward to it.
It feels good. It's still a little weird, you know, that there's no, you know, I mean, the ambiance here is fine. The piano sounds good, all that. Let's just give a listen, folks. How do you like that? Isn't that great?
If Sinatra was in that corner right now.
Oh, yeah.
So happy.
It's great. But, you know, we're still distanced. You know, I never thought I would say I would miss a crowded restaurant, but I do. Just a different feel.
Yeah.
But it's coming.
Good point.
It's coming
good
back.
Point. Valet and just everything that we're so used to. You know, and we're going to end on this. This is how times have changed. We're in the midst of hearing our former president talk. We've got a COVID going on. People are canceling Dr. Seuss and Mr. Potato Head. But we forgot that Kim Kardashian is getting divorced.
And that's right.
It's on the back page of the internet, man.
Isn't that funny?
And it's unbelievable to me because 5 years ago, if they get divorced, it is all over. They're
it's
on
everything.
Entertainment
You're
Tonight.
Right.
They're on CNN. They're on. Why are you guys getting divorced? Nobody gives you.
Yeah, now. Yeah. You're
it's
right.
It's the best thing that ever happened,
buddy. That is a perfect summation. Nobody gives a. There's too many real stories going on right now. I don't give a what lunatic Kanye. And his wife, or I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, 5 years ago, it would have been 24/7.
Yeah.
Here's another funny thing. And it was not funny, but it's sort of odd. Okay, Tiger Woods involved in a really bad accident last week.
He's okay, man. I mean,
there's no news about him the last few days. I mean, they had the first 2 days was overkill.
It's done.
And it's done.
You're right.
It's like, they had a little update that I saw yesterday.
We got to talk about that more. Because this is kind of all culminating into what we're talking about. And I hate to bring this up. It's such a sad story. But when Kobe Bryant, you know, passed away in that helicopter crash, it was like, I'm not trying to be a dick here. It's like the helicopter crashed at 10:12 a.m.
Yeah.
10:40 a.m. it was on Twitter.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Why does Tiger Woods get in an accident on a road in L.A. and that is not reported for 9 hours? Hours.
Well, because.
Why?
Well, because Tiger Woods has a lot of sway, and I'm sure he.
It's unbelievable to me. Not a neighbor, not a person at the corner. They say he was staying in the hill. Where was he staying?
That's a very good question.
Anyway, that's like Columbo stuff here, but I mean. I
heard
like,
he was lucid.
Nobody's
right?
asking.
Despite the horrific
injuries.
Yeah, he
was talking to the cops.
He was talking.
And, yeah.
You know, imagine at that moment, you know, if you're Tiger Woods and you got your wits about you, you might say to the cops, hey, look it, can you just keep this under wraps for
true.
A while?
That's
just get me to the hospital.
That might have been what happened.
And they, you know, hopefully they honored that. I mean, maybe that's what it was.
But what about some stupid L.A. kid skateboarding that?
Yeah, right.
You know, and he sees Tiger Woods and he snaps a picture. He gets $50,000 for that. That never happened.
Well,
nobody got anything.
But the thing was, the car was behind some bushes off the side of the road, and nobody knew that was Tiger's car. It was just a car, right?
Yeah, because it was so close to the road, he only could move it one club length to the left.
that is the only, that is the best and the only Tiger Woods joke all week. I love it. They gave him one club length.
Yeah, and he cannot move it closer to the tow truck.
And tell whoever that is we're about to wrap up at the caucus club.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Well, anyway, that's all I got, buddy. Whatever it was that we were talking about earlier, I forgot.
Great episode, man. Thank you so much to the caucus club for letting us be in here at 10 after 4 and get out of here by 5:30. But, hey, definitely check us out, man. We have all kinds of episodes coming up. Make sure you're at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase next week if you're in the Michigan, Southeast Michigan area. Everybody have a great, great beginning to March of 2021, and we will see you next time on the Sal and Bob podcast.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.